This week, Parashat Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu moves into instructing Am Yisrael how to build a Mishkan. And in order to build a Mishkan, you needed a person to be in charge of the work, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. And the way Moshe says it, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it to Moshe last week, that Bezalel was chosen to be the leader of building the Mishkan, is a very interesting phrase.
Yeah, we see both last week and this week, it repeats itself. See, I have called. And it wasn't very clear. See what? How do you see that someone is called? But also, when was Bezalel called? We don't see him being called. So how are we supposed to see him being called? And what does that even actually mean?
Exactly. What does it mean? What does it mean in the Torah? But also, what does it mean for us? For us today, in our day-to-day life, is a very important message in this one simple pasuk of Bezalel being chosen. But then we also talked about the other psukim over there. What was the purpose of Bezalel? What was he in charge of? What was he supposed to do? And again, what lessons does it have for us today? Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. So this week, Parashat Vayakel, the Torah goes into the detail of Am Yisrael actually building the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu instructing Am Yisrael to build the Mishkan after we've learned about it in the past few weeks. And this week, I want to talk about the person who was in charge of building the Mishkan, about Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, Matei Yehuda. As we find this week, Moshe Rabbeinu turning to Am Yisrael and saying, Re'u karati b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, Matei Yehuda. And when you look at this pasuk, when you look at the words of this pasuk, you really have to ask, what does it even mean? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say it this way? Well, he says it this way because already last week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it kind of this way by saying, Re karati b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'matei Yehuda. But you really have to ask, when you translate it, it means, see or look, I have called the name of Bezalel ben Uri. And first of all, what are they looking at? What do they have to see? Why does it say Re'u? What does it mean? But on top of that, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu call him? Karati. It's as if he has already been called, he's already been summoned, he has already been chosen. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu call him? But on top of everything, why is it phrased this way? What does it mean? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to say, look, I have called the name of Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur? And why does Moshe even have to repeat it in this week's Parashat Am Yisrael, that he was the one to be called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But in those words, look, he was called by the name Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur in order to build the Mishkan. What does it mean? What is Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'matei Yehuda real purpose? What is the real story behind his name and him leading the building of the Mishkan in this week's parasha?
Yeah, I agree. There's something here in the words, and especially as you said, because it repeats itself exactly what Hashem tells Moshe, and now when Moshe makes sure to give it over exactly that same way. But maybe the answer to this is the following pasuk, because what does the Torah say after that? See, I have called upon Bezalel ben Uri, etc. And then it says, and I have filled him with Ruach Elokim and Chochmah, etc., etc. I have filled him with all this talent, with all these capabilities, and this machshava, lachshov machshavot. And based on this, maybe what the Torah is actually saying is the following. Look, I have called upon Bezalel. When have I called upon Bezalel? You know when? When he was born with the talents he was born with. Because I have given him this talent, that is the calling. There is no pasuk of Hashem saying, oh, Bezalel, come, I need you to do something. There is a calling. It's in him. It's in the talents he was born with. It's in the capabilities and the strengths that he has. Bezalel has all these talents, and therefore he was called upon. When he recognized within himself that he has these talents, that's when he recognized that he's actually being called for a special mission. Someone isn't born, isn't given talents for no reason. If you're given something, if you have something special in you, because you have also a special mission. And maybe that's what the words Re'eh Karati is saying. It's not see the calling, because there was no calling, but they do see the talent. They all see Bezalel. They know who he is. They know his capabilities. They know his talent. And what Hashem is teaching them is a lot more just than Bezalel. It's about each and every one of us. Moshe is saying, look and see what Bezalel can do. Look at his capabilities, and you know that he was chosen for this. And you know that Hashem called upon him. And look at yourselves. And as we know, there are many other Chachmei Lev. Not only Bezalel, he leads the way, but every single one of you who has those special talents, and every single one of us today who has special talents for something, is being called upon for a certain mission. Look what that mission is. Look at those capabilities and then listen. There's actually a calling built into them that's calling you for the mission that Hashem wants you to do in this world.
Very good, very good. We've mentioned this in the past several times, but it's worth digging a little bit deep into this concept of names, of naming, because when When you see this pasuk, Re karati b'shem Bezalel, I have called the name of Bezalel, like you're saying, you can read it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him, he gave him that talent, and he gave him that purpose before he was born. This is his destiny in the world. This is his purpose in the world. But maybe you can also read these words in a very interesting way. You can read these words as meaning, Re karati b'shem Bezalel, I am the one who called his name Bezalel, meaning to say, I named him. And like we've said many times in the past, the name of a person represents their purpose. Especially in the Torah, every time we see a name, the name is linked to what that person stood for, what that person expressed. And specifically over here, it's very clear, Bezalel, Bezalel, in the shadow of God, in the shade of God, the person who is building the tent of God, the Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a place for the Shekhinah to be present in this world. This person is literally sitting in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezalel. This is the person that is meant to build. This is his purpose. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who named him. His name represents this purpose. Like you're saying, not only did everybody see his talent was towards this, but when they called him by his name represented this idea. His name stood for this because his name was given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something very deep about names. Like I said, that we mentioned in the past, the Gemara says, Shema Garib, the name causes things to happen. And it's a very known saying that when parents give a name to a child, they get somewhat of a nevuah to what this purpose of the child will be in the future. And they give him the name that represents that purpose. And there's a meaning, there's a reason behind the name. There is importance for a name of a person. The name is not just something, oh, a cute thing to call a little child. A name is the purpose of that person, is that destiny of the person, just like we're seeing here with Bezalel. And you know, very interestingly, when you compare the psukim between this week's parasha and parashat Ki Tisa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe, I called Bezalel lachshov machashavot la'asod b'zahav v'kesef, to think thoughts and to work with the gold and silver and everything there. There's a very interesting word that Moshe adds when he says this over to Am Yisrael. After he lists the list of the different crafts that he's going to be doing, Bezalel, he says, Bechol melechet machshevet. And he adds this word, machshevet, into this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, it says, Bechol melacha. And here Moshe says, Bechol melechet machshevet. And we talked about this idea of melechet machshevet in the past. Melechet machshevet asra Torah, the concept of melacha on Shabbos is not just work, is not just labor. It's melechet machshevet asra Torah. It's labor with purpose. It's labor with a thought behind it. And what Moshe is basically saying over here to Am Yisrael, again, like we've said so many times, you have melacha, you have labor, you have things you can do, you act, you work hard, you toil in this world. But then there is melechet machshevet. There is thinking about what you're doing. Is lachshov machashavot, is to put your thought into what you're doing. Not just act, not just do things, but actually think about it. And when you think about it, you take this simple melacha and you turn it into a melechet machshevet. You turn it into something special. You turn it into something important. And very interestingly, again, in Hebrew, the shoresh, the root of lachshov, machshava, chet, shin, bet, is the same root as important. Thinking, a thought, is the same root as chashuv, as important. Because when you think about something, when you do something with a thought behind it, or on the other hand, when it's important to you, that's when you think about it. And when you think about it, it becomes important. Not just do it for no reason, but do it with a purpose, and do it because, like we're saying, it's your calling. In the end of the day, Re'eh Karati B'Shem Bezalel, Kadosh Baruch Hu called him because it's his calling, because it's his name, it's in his name. That's what his purpose is, that's his calling in this world. And being his calling, that's what he would think about all the time. That was his Lachshov Machashavot. And also, as we know, and we mentioned in the past, the famous Gemarot about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shemetzaref Machshava Tova Lemaaseh, he takes a good thought and he connects it into a deed. Whether it's if you end up not doing that deed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still counts it as a good deed. And whether it's the fact that if you think good thoughts about good deeds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find a way for you to act on those deeds, to make those thoughts come into reality. And as we say today, machshavot tovot, having good thoughts is what impacts your life, is what impacts what you do. And therefore, if you want to have a better life, you have to think good thoughts. You have to think positive. You have to think about everything in a positive way. And maybe this is why Bezalel was chosen, because more than ever, everything else. Like you said, he had the talent to do things with his hands, but he also had the ability to think the right thoughts, to think the positive thoughts in order to create the good things in the world. Because in order to create good things, to build the Mishkan, the important Mishkan, you needed the right thoughts behind it. You needed the right machshavot behind it. And we see this time and time again, even today in today's life. In order to have good things happen, you have to think in a positive way. You have to look at the world in a positive way. And yes, there are people out there that their job is only to talk about negative things and only to show negative things. That's what they deal with day to day. But we should not get caught up with it. We should not follow them. Definitely not follow them. And definitely not get caught up with headlines and media that their own purpose, the whole purpose is to push negativity and bad things and bad thoughts. Our job is to think about the positive things, to think the machshavot tovot, lachshov machshavot, to think thoughts that could lead up into building the Mishkan, that could lead up into doing the good things. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will find a way for these things to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitzaref machshava tova lemaaseh. He will connect the machshava to the maaseh. And it's up to us to make these positive thoughts our calling, to make it our name, to make it our being, to make it our essence. And maybe this is the important message, the chashuv message about the machshavot from Bezalel ben Uri, from Ohaliyav. Also Ohaliyav, by the way, Ohaliyav, the tent of the Father, the tent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Father of the world. That's in their names. It's in our names too. It's in our being too. It's in our calling too, being in Am Yisrael. We have to live up to it, and we have to make sure that we let these positive thoughts, these machshavot tovot, these lachshov machshavot about the good things lead our lives, lead our way, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us connect them to actually bringing good into the world.
Yeah, it's interesting what you're saying about the machshavot here. And I think that that's exactly what an artist is, right? As we know, we can go into, you know, some painting from some famous artist and it looks like just a mess, colors all over the place. But we're told, oh, this is a very important painting. But then when my kid does the same thing and just spills the paint, oh, nobody cares about that. What's the difference between the two, the machshavot? Was there any thought behind it? Was it really just paint spilled all over? Or was there actually thought into every single aspect? And what an artist does is he's the one who takes many, many different details and puts them together to create a painting, to create a piece of art when there's thought behind every single thing. And maybe that's why this is so important in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for us many times in the world is the artist, the one who created the world, the one who has this yetzirah with so many different details, which may look random, but we know that there's thought, there's machshavot behind every single detail. Everything has its place. Everything that happens has a reason. There's a machshava behind everything. And therefore, when creating the Mishkan, you need exactly that type of person. The type of person who can represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home by creating a home where there's machshava behind every single thing. Every single detail finds its place because there's thought behind it. Not just randomly. Things don't just happen. Everything has its place. Everything has its purpose. And maybe this connects back to what we were saying. Every person has his mission in this world, which is, as you said, both in the name and in the talents that he got.
Very good. Very good. Exactly. Every person has a mission, has a talent, has a name they have to live up to. That's their mission in this world. And Parshat Shkolim, this is also what we talked about a few years ago in Parshat Ki Tisa, when counting Am Yisrael, what is the importance of counting each individual, to tell us that each individual has a purpose. Each individual has a meaning within the klal, within the general purpose of Am Yisrael. Each one has their own individual purpose. You can take a look at a video over there for Parshat Ki Tisa and Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia, Shabbat Shalom.
Shkoyach to you, Chodesh Tov, Mitzvah Shem, Sunday, Monday, and Bezat Hashem. We'll talk again next week.